Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Do you watch America's Got Talent? Do you?
My wife and I like that show.
In record, never real time, because we don't watch commercials on TV. But when you hear the Daily News podcast, if you are on the free plan, listen to my commercials, okay? Anyway, Cody is that kid with autism that sings and plays the piano, and he sang Elton John's song. He's so good. And every time I do that, yeah, he says that all the time. He's such a good kid. Awesome stuff. Is he a kid? I don't even know. He's like 30 or something. No, that's a kid. Today we're going to talk about defending your happiness. Now, I know sometimes, how could you say defend your happiness? It's kind of weird. I wrote the headline. I'm looking at it and thinking, that's odd. Should we, because there are a lot of people say, don't say that, Scott. That's not positive. Call it enhance your happiness. Positive motivation. No. Have you been driving a car lately? Literally. Have you been driving a car? I know you're positive, happy people, but sometimes I know what you're thinking. I've seen the fingers you're flying out the windows, too. I've seen that. Sometimes if you don't defend your happiness while driving your car, by the time you get home, you're going to kick the cat. Now, if you don't know what kick the cat means, you might want to Google Zig Ziglar, kick the cat. And spell it whatever way I said it. You'll see. You kick the cat, you know you haven't defended your happiness. How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationmove.com, the host of the Daily Boost, 4,763 episodes in progress today. Having some fun. By the way, if you are a person who doesn't understand kick the cat and you're like a Generation Z or a millennial wondering, what the heck is this I just stumbled onto today? Well, I'm not Gen Z. I'm not millennial. Okay, boomer. We know you're a boomer. I know. Yeah. Zoomy. This is what's called just being yourself. Authentic to yourself. I have no other way to do this. A couple of months back, I changed my identity. I said, I am no longer a disc jockey. Truth was, I was a boss jock. Truth was, I was a shock jock. Did voiceover work all over TV, all over the place. I did all that kind of stuff. And I said, I'm going to give up being the identity of being that dude. And somebody called me up and said, Scott, you can't do that. Have you heard yourself? I said, yeah, you're right. It's too much fun. I am not going to go to my deathbed in 30 or 40 years not having fun. So welcome for the ride. Because what happens between the line if you're just showing up here for the first time and after nearly 18 years of doing this, I'm having more fun than ever before. Showing up for the first time, listen between the lines. There is stuff I will say to you that if you catch, it'll change your life before the end of this show. Okie dokie. All right, so now what are we going to talk about? Let's see, let's pull something out of the bag here. Now, defending your happiness. Strategies that actually work to do that. So, all right, here's the thing. A lot of people running full speed ahead, knowing you're not heading in the right direction. Are you that person? I bet you are. I saw you just the other day. I was going to have to work. I'm doing stuff. Got to get stuff done so I can get home and do more stuff. I'll figure it out when I get there. If you're really being honest and you stop lying to yourself, some people get mad at me when I say stop lying. I don't lie to myself. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. If you're here with personal development, personal growth, paying attention to me, you're lying to yourself, or at least you're not being totally honest with yourself. You're just not. If you're totally honest with yourself, maybe you can, but I think there's something in your life that you're like not being completely honest, and if you're not being honest, you're lying. It's relative truth. I don't do relative truth. I'm sorry. I don't come from that. I'll stop there. Easy to get caught up in business and in life, isn't it? And find yourself off track. Could your experience be better? You better believe it. It comes down to what? It comes down to two things. I'm working on the new Face Your Passion program where you will see revealed the roadmap to me process that I have put together, which it's awesome. It's really, I'm not making talk. No, leave that for the launch. It comes down to what I think the number one key is to being happy and getting what you want and just enjoying life and just living in this world for as long as you're here. It comes down to being aware. Becoming aware. My whole diary that I write every single day, my daily awareness diary. I write in that every single day, and I really, really, really worked on this for a long time. I said, no, what's the key here for people to get what they want? Because it's not about me. I'm a hot mess like everybody else is. I can only do the stuff that works for me. But when I do what works for me, how can I get it to work for you? And I said, these folks got to become aware. You got to open up your mind, open up your heart, become aware of what's going on. Then you got to make some decisions. Those are the two things you need. You got to become aware of the fact that you got to make a decision, and then you can go make the decision. When that happens, you can change your life. And there's a few more in there. But when you become aware, you have to be honest, right? If you become aware of a bad situation, you have to make a decision to change that situation. It's crazy how simple it is, and yet we're humans, and it's not that simple. And I have to tell you, at this day and age, with AI and with the internet thing has just matured so much now, there's so much noise. You can't – everybody knows how to influence. Everybody knows how to persuade. There are so many ways to screw with your mind that it's screwing with your mind. You got to become aware of that. But I don't want to, Scott. I'm going to put my head in the sand. Dig me a hole. I don't want to be aware of the bad stuff that's around me right now. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? And I don't always talk about bad because I'm trying to get to the good. But I can't get to the good until I learn to deal with the bad. It's going to be there. It's going to happen. I got news for you. If you want to earn $1 million, you can do it fast. It's not going to be as fast as you want, but it's going to be a lot of bad. What do you mean bad, Scott? Well, you're going to work so hard, 18 hours a day. You're going to be so tired. It's going to be bad. You're going to hate life. Your wife is going to get mad at you because you're working so hard. It's going to be bad. What's on the other side of bad? Really good stuff. I'm not talking about bad and evil. I'm just talking about life gets in the way. And a lot of people won't talk like this. A lot of people in my space don't want to go down that road. I can't help it. I got to go down that road. But if you follow me around long enough, you'll understand one thing. I look at for life exactly what it is and find a way out of it. Well, not out of life, but, you know, the stuff of life. Awareness and decisions is what it's all about. Everything begins when you recognize that something needs to change. And you admit to yourself, the time is now. You probably won't do that. That's okay. Nobody does. Sometimes you don't know what's in your brain. You don't know where that's coming from. Sometimes you feel something down inside your heart. And you don't know what that voice is. Sometimes it's just thinking, stinking thinking. What's going on? Is it God talking to you? Is it Scott talking to you? Is it somebody else talking to you? Or is it you talking to you? It's hard to come to the conclusion that something has to change. But you know, when something has to change, it has to change. And whether you admit it to yourself or not, it's going to change. Are you in control or not? Is the time now or not? Driving forward without stopping to think, it adds to being unhappy. Can't find happiness going faster. Things get complex. I was talking to my daughter and my son-in-law the other day, talking about an organization they're involved with. And it was growing very, very quickly. And they said, we hope it doesn't change. I said, it's going to change. Well, everything changes when it grows. So, well, it's going to change. Everything gets more complicated. They're talking about their church that they go to. And it's growing very quickly. And I said, it's going to change. Yeah, but we want to keep it really good the way it is. And I said, yeah, but everything changes. So think about the Beatles, right? The Beatles fell apart after 8 years. Beatles were a band back in the 60s for you guys that are really young. You check them out, they're pretty good. The Beatles fell apart after 8 years. Why? When they were just a small band playing the bars, the thousands of hours of playing, they were happy. They wrote great music. Everything happened early on. What happens when you get success? You get complexity. Get layers. Get people. Get managers, promoters. Everything happens. It gets more complicated to manage the simple. My guess is if you've been living any length of time, your life has gotten pretty freaking complicated. Why? Because that's what happens. You can simplify it all you want to, but who wants to be a hobo? That guy and that guy, but not the rest of you. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Driving forward going to lead to unhappiness. Instead, keep up with your life, what you got to do. Push the pause button on everything else. Just do what you got to do. Push the pause on everything else. No pulling, no pushing, nothing. You're pausing. What do I mean by that? Look around you. Keep up with stuff that has to happen. Keep up with your obligations. Keep up with your spiritual health. Keep up with your money. Keep up with that stuff. Everything else goes away. But I got to go out and have some fun on the weekend. Not necessarily. And there's a lot of ways to have fun. Sometimes I have fun sleeping. And there's nothing new. It's been that way for a long time. Number three, during this time that you are in this place where you're pausing a little bit, you probably ought to spend a little time working your way back to you. There's no hurry. You might have been on track for a long time. You might have been running down that road 20 years. It's silly to think you're going to change your mindset and get back at it instantly. You know, a lot of it can happen. By the way, it can. A little epiphany at just the right time. A little click. Changes just a little bit and change your direction. Sometimes people do that for you. But the truth is, real substantial change, change in everything about your life, everything about your experience is going to take a little bit of time. So when you push the pause button and you defend it because people are going to push back into your life, when you stay paused and you focus on what's important and you start working your way back to you, you start doing the work, as they say. If you won't do the work, you're not going to get what you want. I work with a lot of people. There's only one reason that I ever separate from them. They stop doing the work because I always do the work. I'm in 100%. And when I'm working with you, I'm in 100%. I'll stick with you forever till you stop doing the work. Or you make an excuse. Scott, you changed. You're damn right I changed. I want to be something different than I was yesterday. Pause. Do the work. Get back to you. I don't know who I am, man. It's a good place to start, isn't it? My guess is you do know who you are. Just haven't thought about it for a while. Number four, remember your dreams. Now that you have some space. Now you know why I talk about holding space all the time. It's impossible. Life is busy. No, it's not impossible. Maybe you think it's impossible. That doesn't mean it is impossible. I tried, Scott. It's impossible. No, you just didn't try it the right way. Remember your dreams in that space. Explore how everything fits into your life today and your future. When you take the time to get in touch with yourself and start exploring the things that you love to do, used to love to do, and may like to do in the future, you're a different person than you were a couple years ago. Suddenly things start to change. Suddenly life goes the way you want it to go. Does it happen the way instantly? Yes, indeed it does. For some things. I know a few of you today that are listening to me this week and you're thinking, it's already changing. I can feel a path. It's changing. He's pushing me in another direction. I don't want to go, but I can feel it happening. And some of you are like, eh, not going to happen. Yeah, it will. It's going to happen anyway. Question is whether you are in control of it and when you get it. Yeah. You should invite Cody to my Facebook group. He'd be cool there. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. Call me out at Scott. I'll say hi. It's cool stuff. See ya. Bye. Keep moving.